Oasis Audio presents The Clue at the Bottom of the Lake by Christiana Gregory. Read for you by Malcolm Rothman, Kaylee Bell, and Aaron Mishnowski.
Chapter 1. A Mysterious Splash. The Scottish Terrier growled low in his throat. His front paws were on the windowsill as he looked out at the darkness. It was the middle of the night. 12-year-old Jeff Bridger bolted awake, immediately concerned.
"What is it, rascal?"
Through the open bedroom window came the sputtering of a motorboat on the lake. Jeff squinted at the digital clock. What was anyone doing out there at 2:30 in the morning? He grabbed his binoculars from his bedpost. Then he jumped up to wake his 10-year-old brother, David, who was wrapped in his quilt on the floor. Tessie, their old yellow lab, was stretched out on David's bed as usual, her head on the pillow. Not bothered by minor disturbances, Tessie slept on.
"David, look! Hurry! A boat's at the island! Something's not right."
David popped up. Still in his t-shirt and shorts from yesterday, he was ready for action.
"Okay, I'm awake."
He found his binoculars among the clutter of socks and shoes beside him. In the starlight, the brothers could see Lost Island. Their secret fort was hidden in the island's forest, but they weren't concerned with the fort now. Circling near the rocky point was an aluminum fishing boat that had a shiny stripe along its side. Someone was in the bow, holding up a lantern. The boys couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. The engine had slowed to a putter. 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 Suddenly, a large object was rolled over the side. It splashed into the black water and sank from view. Though half a mile across the lake, the noise was as loud as if from their kitchen downstairs.